The families of Sheikh Jarrah had been given a month to consider a compromise deal on their fate. On Tuesday, they returned their decision.
We rejected the proposal by the Israeli Supreme Court, which would have rendered us protected tenants at the mercy of settler organizations. We stand firm in our refusal to compromise on our rights.
The homes were awarded to Palestinian refugee families under Jordanian rule in the 1950s, but a Jewish settler organization claims it has ownership rights over the land, a claim endorsed by Israeli court rulings. Rather than issue a final verdict, the Supreme Court had wanted the families to accept protected tenancy status for up to three generations while they continued to make their own ownership case. Some saw it as worthy at least of consideration, but the final decision is to fight on in a case that's become emblematic of the Palestinian struggle.
We hope that everyone who supported us from the beginning will keep doing so, so that we don't end up on the street if the court rules that we will be evicted.
For several weeks in April and May this year, it felt as though the small neighborhood was the epicenter of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. The case was one of the triggers for the round of Hamas rocket fire that marked the start of this year's Gaza war. Legal experts say that the fact that the court was pushing this deal so hard is a signal that it's aware that a final verdict is likely to go against the Palestinian families, and such a final decision is one that would come with huge political sensitivity. The question now, if such a verdict comes down, will it be enforced by an Israeli government under significant U.S. pressure to leave the families in their homes?
Inevitably, there will be a coalition crisis, there will be a change in government, or there will be a terror attack with double-digit casualties in which the bloodlust of certain elements in Israeli society will soar, and they will be evicted.
Israel's legal and political establishment had been keen to turn the temperature down in Sheikh Jarrah, at least for a while. Instead, it may be about to start heating up again. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.